over the last couple of years, we've had two situations. In 2014, exports were above the year prior. They're very big, robust. That helped the market take tonnage away from the domestic market and improve prices. Last year, the opposite. With the strong U.S. dollar, we had more product at home to consume, and with that, prices were hurt. And as we look at this year, the dollar is still strong. It has came off its high by about 5 to 10%. So we've got some hope as the year progresses that we can start exporting a little bit more product. And we're starting to see that, especially in the hide market today. The drop credits are up a buck compared to last fall. So there's some bright signs there, although from a longer-term perspective, you know, the strong dollar is still a challenge.
And thus, Good says producers need to keep an eye on a variety of factors, including exports, as trading with other countries can make a difference in the prices received here.
Larger total competitive meats, you know, that's something to watch. You know, the trade balance, does the dollar soften some? Do we get some trade going again, especially in some of the markets that we're challenged with in Asia, things like that. So those are factors to watch, but by and large, you know, the profitability, not as good as the last couple of years, but it's still there.